Hello everyone, welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. My name is An, and next to me is my co-host James.
Welcome back.
So, for this episode, usually around this time, we would do like a follow-up for the 2022 winter season, but we'll do that. We'll talk about the 22 season, very briefly, and then we'll probably go into some world news because...
You definitely dropped a lot of years, didn't you?
I wouldn't say dropped. I never... really picked them up in the first place. Like, I know you're picking them up.
Honestly, left and right. I picked up more.
Yeah. Like, I know what I like to watch, and I watched what I watched.
Yeah, you're always pretty constant in that regard.
Yeah. What was I saying? And then we'll go into just some world news because it's not very often, or it's very rare that we see glimpses of just craziness.
History being written.
Yeah, like this is something else.
Sanity.
Yeah. I guess let's talk about the season, get that out of the way first. So what animes have you been really enjoying?
Honestly, a lot of the same ones that I've been watching. I did drop Shumatsu no Harem because I just don't have any time for that in my wheelhouse. Sonobisuke Doll. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I'm still on Ari Fureta train. I don't know why I keep on watching it, but I am. Of course, the other Bisco. And then, I don't know how to pronounce Shikakuman no Saikyo Kenja. It's the one where the guy has the failure crest. And Leral no Daichi Nita is the one that I confused that show with. It's the one where the elf girl is the silver ring witch or whatever. Mm-hmm. Orient, I'm still on. I picked up Akebi-chan no Sailor Fuku.
Yeah.
Because you said it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Fantasy Bishoujo Juniko Jisanto. That's the one where the guy's reborn into the girl. Mm-hmm. And he has his friend with him, and they have that little, I guess, apartment that they could go sleep into instead of a tent. Slow Loop, I haven't really touched more of.
Right.
It's just because I like it, but I'm already watching
That's way more than I'm watching this season. Yeah,
also 24 Tokyoku, and I definitely dropped Kenja no Desio Naro Kenja. That's the loli one where loli Gandalf. There we go. Also Baro no Soretsu. Don't want it. It's the one with the Lannisters. You remember that one?
No, not at all.
Ryman's Club, I'm still on. Tribe Nine, I need to catch up more on.
I feel like you're not
Tribe Nine more.
I feel like on the next time we talk about this on the finale, you'd be like, I dropped half of whatever I just said in the last.
I dropped like 3/4 of mine, I think.
What do you mean? You just named more than 3/4 of all the anime on the list.
Nah, Futsal Boys, I'm not watching. Q, I'm not watching.
Well, that's an easy drop though. That's like.
Not even Seiki Reloaded. I honestly didn't give that one a shot. We need to watch Shenmue. That one's kind of like the late starter. Is that one really good, supposedly?
I haven't played the game, so I don't know. I mean, going by the ratings, it's only got a 63%, so probably not. But for me, I've only been really watching, like Sonobisuke Doll is really good, and I'm really enjoying Tensai Oji.
Right,
that's been pretty amazing too, but pretty much everything else has been like season two for me, like with the Shingeki, Demon Slayer, Genjutsu Shugi, and then one of the better outliers this season is Takagi-san season 3, which is amazing. They're definitely setting something up for like for when they get older and
time skip.
Yeah, with the time skip. So hopefully maybe next time we see Takagi, like the anime, we're gonna see the older version, which is gonna be very amazing. I can't wait for that.
And in regards to Sonobisuke Doll, are you current with it? Like, you saw yesterday's episode?
Yeah, I feel like I feel like it's a bit slow, right? Like,
I mean, it's a slice of life anime. What do you want from it? It's always gonna be slow.
No. Like, in terms of story progression, I am enjoying the anime. It just feels like the story progression is very slow. Like, they want to be cosplayers, right? But we're in episode 9, and there's only been actually one cosplay made. So it's a very slow progression of an anime. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing, but the story is slow. But I don't.
We did get shown a whole laundry of cosplays in the opening, and we could assume there's going to be like, what, five near the end of the show? But this is going to be like a 24 episode one? 12. Well, it says episode 9 out of 12, yeah, actually, so it's almost done, right?
Yeah, it's almost done. That's why I'm saying, like, it's very slow, like, because.
Probably another season for another.
It's definitely going to get picked up for another season because I don't see them cramming. I'm all for that. Yeah, cramming all those animes into the last four episodes. I mean, it could happen.
Dude, I love watching them learning how to do stuff, especially with the camera stuff. Like, that stuff, like, of course, you learn a long time ago, but you forget. And then watching, like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's why it is better than a phone camera type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, phone cameras have gotten a long way, but
a lot better. Yeah,
but they're not gonna
bokeh effects.
Yeah, they're not gonna compete. Such. Yeah, with like a $2,000 camera at all, not even close.
No way. Yeah. Not at all. Never.
Yeah. I guess that's pretty much all I really wanted to talk about in terms of anime.
Really?
Yeah,
dude, you're like missing. There's some good trends going on because I was looking at this week on Orient and Tokyo 24Ku, there's like this trend going on where, you know, usually they stick to like advertising the tiny characters, but like the main characters now are like into the older Onesans, especially in Orient. There's this episode where they're like trying to be friends with each other.
I haven't watched them,
so I'm just going to spill the beans on
yeah.
it. So basically it's a three-person group. The two protagonists from the start of the show, and then you have a third friend that joins them. It's a girl, and she's like being emotionally abused by the lord of this village, and it turns out she's like, she doesn't really know how to make friends. And there's this one scene where she basically takes off her top off, and it turns out that her sister told her, or somebody close to her, that whenever she doesn't know what to do, that's what she should do, just take off the top off. And she basically flashed her two friends. And they were, like, all embarrassed for different reasons. The redhead main character is like, how do I tell her I'm not into younger women? I only like older women. And he goes into this whole tangent about how in the village where they live, because they were closed off from the world, mm-hmm. the only type of people that he had to put his, I guess, visions or desires to were the ladies, like the teachers, older ladies. Mm-hmm. Like the 60-year-old, 50-year-old. That's what
I'm he trying likes to get. What you like? Remember when I always tell you, like, whenever you try to explain stuff, it's,
you have to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a
basically this guy doesn't like this girl that has a crush on him or wants to be friends with him mm-hmm. because he was only around older women growing up. That's what it was.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because whenever you try to explain something to me, I'm all like, I'm trying to get what you're trying to explain.
Because you don't watch these shows that I'm watching, so like you wouldn't know what I'm talking
about.
No,
it's not about just watching the shows. Like, whenever you try to explain something in general, I'm like, I don't get what you're trying to explain. I feel like it's a lot.
Yeah, it's
like,
definitely a 55% rating show, though.
Yeah, it's
really cool, but eh.
That's why I'm not watching, like, majority of these. It's, like, not worth watching. Like, this season overall has been pretty meh for me.
Then Tokyo 24Ku had a lot of had this thing where the you see on the art the dude with the blue hair mm-hmm. he was like speaking to I guess the secretary of the green haired kid on the cover. He's on the right on the art, and she was like wearing this like, you know, those full body leather suits,
sure,
like a Power Rangers type of looking suit.
Oh, okay.
But not spandex. And he was just staring at her breast the whole time. And the whole episode that this was in was like a weird Yakitate Japan type of thing, because they had a thing where he was making bread. Mm-hmm. His family makes bread and gives them to orphans, right?
Yeah.
And like he's doing the groping sign the whole episode. And I was like, is this dude going to find out how to make really good bread just from doing the groping sign? And looking at the lady's chest. And no, it turns out that in order to make the good bread, you had to develop pecs. And just the pectoral muscles, like, in your chest,
mm-hmm.
in order to knead the bread really good, which is kind of silly, but it was like, I don't know.
It's like one of those, like, Gintama-type jokes where they'll carry it throughout the whole show.
Yeah. No, it was just one episode, but it was very much of a departure from the rest of the series. 24 Tokyo 24Q is doing a weird thing where it's like trying to be like a superhero show, but also trying to be like Psycho Pass. Did you ever watch that?
Psycho Pass, yeah.
So in this show, they have this thing where this girl died. Turns out, spoiler for
everybody. I feel like at this point,
I already said Psycho Pass. So basically, they took the body of this girl and they're using her brain in order to like detect people who are gonna do crimes, which is kind of it's kind of fallen flat type of show for me. It's like I'll watch it, but it's not anything special to me.
Like pretty much all the animes this season have been kind of meh. Even
there's like a whole big like group of animes together on any chart, and they're all like 55% ish
exactly
in that neighborhood.
Like I've been really enjoying like with Tensai OG. It's like it's a good anime, but it doesn't feel like it's carrying the season at all. Like it's good, but it's not super super good. Like honestly, if it wasn't for, do you think that because Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer are in this season, they're not trying as hard for this season?
I can see why you say it. There's a lot of filler feeling shows.
Exactly. I mean,
I'm enjoying them. Like, Akebi-chan has been amazing. They really do have a thing for feet in Akebi-chan, don't they? Give me the Tarantino special.
I mean, that's kind of like a big thing for like most animes where they'll laser into like a certain focus or something like that. Like,
yeah.
I'll say that if it wasn't for, Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, I think Cloverworks really knocked it out this season, like with Sono Biscuit Doll and Sailor Fuku, because their art is something else. They have some of the most amazing art ever.
Abiqui Biscuits from Oz, it says. The ones from Clover are Akebi-chan and Tokyo 24.
Cloverworks? No, Sono Biscuit Doll is also from Cloverworks.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So there's like three of them from Cloverworks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're knocking out of the park. I thought
it was going to be like... Yeah, they got a lot.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
Did you also...
No, I didn't watch it.
No, okay.
Whatever you say, so did you also watch them? Like, I probably didn't, well, but you want to talk about it, so I'll let you talk about it.
Which one between the greater value, Genjutsu, Shugi, Yusha, no Hokuko, the realist hero anime.
Tensai OG? I've been talking about Tensai OG the whole time.
Yeah, but did you, the great value version, like the knockoff one, and I was deciding between that one and Akebi-chan to watch. How did that one progress? How far did you get into? Because I'm only four episodes into Akebi-chan, like four completed episodes.
Akebi-chan? Wait, so are you asking what's better, Akebi-chan or Tensai OG?
What have you been enjoying better than the two of them?
Probably Tensai OG, because it's more of a like my type of show, but Sailor Fuku is a really nice, like it's
nice life.
It's basically like how would that I describe Sailor Fuku? It feels like what's that anime I always try to get you to watch? It's the one where like a bunch of girls play like instruments.
Baruta?
Like they're in a band. K-On. It's basically K-On minus the musical instruments.
The moe.
Yeah, and the moe. Yeah, that's basically
really
what it
well
is.
Drawn.
Yeah, but
full of life characters.
Yeah, the thing I want to say about Akebi-chan is they do a great job of blending like realistic photographs into anime. They like so good that you can't like if you don't pause the screen to see it, you won't catch it. It's amazing. They do a great job. That's pretty much it for me. I haven't really been watching that many animes this season.
No, I noticed you haven't.
Yeah.
Ryman's Club is worth picking up for sure. Well, not for you, for me, for my type of people, yeah.
Your type of people is like watch pretty much widespread, watch everything and then drop them slowly one at a time.
You know what it is? It's the Oscar the Grouch special. You just live in a garbage can and you take what you get.
Yeah. I guess I'll move on. I won't go straight into... I do want to talk about Ukraine, just how crazy that's getting. Like, it's at this point, it feels almost like a Lelouch of the Rebellion type thing going on right now.
Oh Jesus, making it about anime.
I mean we're an anime like podcast, so I'm like the best way to relate what's going on right now is that's basically what it is like instead of you having like a cool guy, you have Putin and his I don't know what he's just
found. He's a stone cold killer. Wasn't he KGB in the past?
Yeah, but I'm like
he worked all his way up through the murder ladder, I suppose.
But like at this point, I have no idea what's going on with him. And basically, it's basically what's happening is we're going through like a Lucia the Rebellion type scenario, isn't it?
Dude, what do you think goes on in his mind that says, okay, today I'm gonna start the invasion of Ukraine? Because that's not something you just do.
It's probably not just him. There's probably several
money
reasons, probably. Factors. I don't think it's a money thing, man. I think he's got plenty of money. Like
probably wants to be remembered as some sort of czar or something like that, some status symbol in the future. Maybe.
I don't think so either. It's
like how people remember Joseph Stalin and Lenin and all those other historical figures in Russian history. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's looking for that. I don't know. He has been taking land for very slowly. Yeah, do you remember in the Olympics with Bush? What was it, Chechnya or Georgia?
Something like that. Yeah.
They were doing it during the Olympics. I remember that being a thing many, many years ago. And I guess they waited for the Olympics to finish for them to do it this time around. Maybe because they were in Beijing. Who knows? They did wait for the yacht to get to Russia, didn't they? Putin's yacht.
Oh, my God. Wait, wasn't... I was like, I read the news that they were re-seizing yachts and mansions from them. So
sanctioning them. I guess whatever's not in Russia, they're going to grab, maybe.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. It's been real crazy. But before we go deep talk into just the Ukrainian stuff, biggest news right now, as of now...
What?
The launch or the trailer for the new Pokemon game. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I popped into Kiara's stream earlier in the morning because she was playing Legend of Arceus, and I just saw the trailer play immediately. I was like, hold on, what is going on with that? And you saw the new starters, right?
They kind of suck.
You think they suck? Dude, the duck looks like a Tezuka duck. I love it. He kind of looks like the Astro Boy era style. And then you have your Apple Bottom Jeans Alligator Firestarter. And then you have the one that people are going to loot. The cat.
They're really, what do you call it? They're really, I hate whenever Pokemon are based off of items. Or like.
Why?
I mean like just the one Pokemon that looks like a.
Voltorb was a ball.
Like the one Pokemon that looks like an ice cream. Like
Vanillux, Vanillite.
Yeah, and then the one that looks like a phone. I'm like,
that could be like spirits of fairies coming to life and stuff like that. That's my, I mean, isn't it like a fairy ice type or something like that?
No, it's the one that looks like a phone is like electricity or electric type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You also have Cofagrigus, which is just a coffin. That's one of my favorite ones, by the way. Like a mummy in a coffin. Well, that one makes more sense because it's a spirit of a thing.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah. Like with ghost types. That makes sense, you know, like objects being animated if they're ghost types. Okay, that makes like the one that looks like just a straight up ring of keys. Okay, Jinkling, sure.
I think.
Whatever.
Yeah, some of the names are kind of funny with the English Pokemon. I suppose it's a Japanese Pokemon. Sometimes they just keep the Japanese name for both of them.
Yeah. I mean, but sometimes like, it I just think doesn't Abra translate.
Was one of them.
Yeah, it doesn't translate very well. I think that's the problem with why they have to change the names.
I think I'm like more in favor of Digimon's new Digimon instead of Pokemon's new Pokemon.
I mean, Digimon has always been consistent, though.
Oh, yeah, they're consistently releasing more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
Pokemon is just like, what type of art style should we take this in? Because it's kind of all over the place, isn't it?
It's because Digimon doesn't really have to worry about, you know, like, because their fan base isn't as big as Pokemon. So Pokemon has to be extra careful about what they're releasing.
Definitely. Yeah. They're only... Some of the electric beast, did you ever see the electric beast in X and Y, I think it was?
I've never played it, but I've seen enough card openings, I guess, to know all of them.
Oh, yeah, you watch a lot of Pokemon card openings for some reason. Yeah. Instead of playing the actual card game. I tried. It's just, I can't get into Pokemon card games. It's boring to me.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Magic the Gathering is pretty fun. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is pretty fun.
Yeah, like, I have no idea how to play Pokemon, the Pokemon card
game. I like collecting the cards. Well, I did.
The card looks great.
Before, like, they were all stolen.
In terms of like quality, Pokemon has one of the best qualities.
Definitely,
in
yeah.
In terms of foiling.
Even over MTG, huh?
Yeah, like, in terms of foiling, they have some of, like, better foilings as well.
Yeah, and you don't hear about Pokemon cards, like, bending up on themselves, like some of the Magic
oh,
the
Curl. Oh, God, don't even get
like,
don't
the Monken release you're talking about.
Don't get me started on the curling. Oh, my God. Whoever is in charge of Magic's...
paper?
Just there. Not the paper. What do you call it? The person that checks, like, quality assurance. Who's ever in charge of quality assurance? Oh, do your job, man. Come on. What is going on?
And they're not the only company. Nike has that issue, too, with Q&A. But what can you do when you have two companies for each shoe?
I have no idea what's going on. It's
factories.
It's all over the place right now. That trailer was kind of cool, I guess.
You didn't like it? I liked it. Oh, yeah, it was cool, yeah, for sure.
It was cool. It didn't
just
really...
the way you said it, I was like, I don't know if it's cool or not.
I mean, it doesn't really give us, like, we got the three starters, but in terms of a trailer, it didn't really, like, we got to see the new region, which is cool.
Yeah.
And, but
you didn't play Legend Arceus, did you?
No.
All right. I've been shiny hunting in it way too much for Pokemon. I'm never going to trade out of the game. I have like two shiny Lucarios, two shiny Luxrays that I randomly happened on. I got another one today. two shiny Dusclops. I don't even like Dusclops. I just got them. It's very like shiny hunter's paradise type of situation. Like the real Holy Grail is... In Pokemon Legend Arceus, they have these big Pokemon called, like, Alpha Pokemon.
Oh, is that the one with, like the red eyes or whatever?
Yeah, they're, like, larger than the other ones. Yeah. Hank the Tank or whatever.
Yeah.
That big bear that's been in the news is. He's, like, super huge. And it's just awesome getting one of those. They're, like, huger than anything else.
Yeah.
But also getting one shiny would be the dream, but that's a lot harder.
Yeah, well, I saw Kiara just playing, well... Not only Kiara, but I've seen plenty of people play Arceus, and it's a real, different from just a regular Pokemon game, right? It's not...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much a...
Obviously, you know, because it's the Nintendo Switch, the graphical...
It's garbage.
...capabilities, like, aren't all there.
I mean, we've called that since we first saw the trailer that the graphics weren't going to be top tier, you know?
I've played the hell out of this game, like, 80 hours, probably.
That's a lot. That's actually a lot for a handheld game, if you think about it.
It's a system, it's a console, but I mostly play my Switch handheld, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, like, when I think of a Switch, I think it's a handheld console. Like, majority of the time, you're going to play it as a handheld. Like, yeah, you can connect it to the TV, but most people are going to probably
play
handheld.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm just going by, like, percentages. Like, I think more people play it handheld than anything. I guess unless you're, like, playing, like, Smash or whatever with the group or whatever, but, I mean, honestly, the only reason why it's, like, a double handheld thing is, like, so you can take it to the bathroom with you. Well, let's be honest. The only reason.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah,
why not? Shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you min-max your time?
Exactly. We have a limited amount of time in this world, you know, and
the bathroom was where the Joy-Con drift happens. Speaking of Joy-Con drift, I was looking at the Steam Deck, and I don't think it'll be a good idea to get one simply because, I don't know about you, but in the past with console controllers, over time they'll start messing up, like, especially the Joy-Con, the joysticks, it'll just, like, go up, just like the Joy-Cons drift on the Switch.
We haven't seen... any reports.
Maybe it'd be easy to take apart and replace the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just like it's how people mod their arcade sticks.
It is extreme. Like, Valve even released a video showing how to, like, an official Valve video showing how to take apart your Steam Deck, which is pretty crazy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like, you don't see that. You don't see that anymore with...
So, are you going to be able to mod it, like, with aftermarket parts if they decide to make them?
In terms of modding, I'm not positive about like internal modding, but they have released a CAD file with the exterior of the Steam Deck, so you, like, producers can make, like, you know, exterior but like covers or, you know, extra.
I just 3D print your own whatever.
I mean, you could technically 3D print your own cover or not cover, but like shell for the console.
Yeah,
I mean that's a thing, but the specs are very tight for the Steam Deck that I
honestly, nice packed.
I wouldn't say you should mess with the internals at all unless you know what you're doing. All
right.
Yeah, because the way they have their fans set up and everything, like using like pressured cooling or something, it's a very complicated machine.
Are you referring to, you know, how they'll have liquid cooled foam, but it's just like a heat sink with your regular droplets of water inside, like, of the heat pipes?
Kind
of
like the PlayStation 5, where it has like specific air ducts to, like, it uses air, like, not only like with the fan to blow at the CPU, but
right.
it uses air channels, so the air that is taking in is also going through the VRMs and pretty much all the other stuff you wouldn't think that needs to be cooled, but since it's in such a mini form factor, it does get hot fast. So that's the same thing with the Steam Deck, is they're using that ambient air going into the machine. And it's running through like the memory and the VRMs and all that to passively cool those. So if you go in and start poking around and messing with stuff, and like you would think, oh, this piece of foam doesn't do anything. That piece of foam is what's channeling the air through the VRMs and stuff like that. So that's why, be extra careful if you're gonna pop open your Steam Deck and mess around with the insides, because it's a very precise machine.
Yeah, especially like if you don't keep a tray under it, you're probably gonna lose a screw or something that keeps something together.
I think in terms of
maybe rip screws, a ribbon cable on accident.
No. In terms of like repairability, it's very high. It's very good, like an easy repairable machine. It's just be extra careful, you know, if you're taking it apart.
I'll stick for the Gen 2, for sure.
You're probably not going to see it for a couple of years, it's my guess. Did you hear the news that Gaiman's actually delivering, like hand-delivering some of them within the within the Valve area or whatever they're located?
Oh, in Seattle? Yeah, there's no way we're going to get that.
No, but I mean, that's kind of cool, though. He's like hand-delivering them.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like friends of friends. Probably selected he's like legit people specifically.
No, like, because the video, they're capturing him on like door videos, like doorbell videos of him hand-delivering them. So, I mean...
Dude, what if, like, how would you let Gaben come in? Or do you, like, offer him a cookie or a soda or something?
I think he's just dropping them off and leaving if no one's there. I don't think he's even, like, knocking on the door.
Oh,
just
dude, somebody's going to porch pirate Gaben's delivered Steam Deck. It's going to happen.
I mean, the packaging for it is really good. It looks like just a basic box. Of course, port pirates, like, they'll take anything, but, you know, yeah. they'll zoom in on, like, the high priority, like, if they're not in a box and... Or if they look like, you know, electronics or whatever, but these look like brown paper bag box, like very basic.
Oh, thank God!
Yeah, so
Nike has this awful idea of putting Nike branded tape on boxes.
Oh God!
And people's stuff just get open; they get torn open. They use these boxes that are super easy to open from the bottom and just reclose.
Oh my God!
And I've gotten mine like half open looking. Or crushed because the cardboard is very thin. So, like, I'm like traumatized by bad packaging.
It's like you know, whenever people get mad and they post videos about like FedEx or UPS like throwing their box at their porch or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, that's not like a hundredth of what you're actually seeing. What's happening to your box?
They beat him up on everything. Gets beat up on the way to the truck.
Yeah, everything. Like. Getting your package thrown at your porch is like the least amount of worry you need to worry. Like, if the packaging is not up to snuff, trust me, like your package goes through a lot worse than what you're actually seeing.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Next news I want to cover. I guess quick follow up with the Russia debacle.
About Putin.
The Hollow Live Russia.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't tell which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
This is the same pronunciation.
Yeah, it basically is. Russia. I mean, whenever I say Russia, it just sounds like me saying Russia, but in a more Russian accent.
Oh, like rooster, Russia.
But what?
You think they're gonna continue going on with the good smile merchandise? I mean, it's already made.
maybe.
Pre-orders are still up, so I'm going to assume that they're still going to be going up.
Yeah, but a lot of her other merchandise have been pulled, and they're refunding that. So we'll see how it goes. So basically, quick follow-up with that is that she... Okay, disclaimer. I'm going to go ahead and just say that we're just going to rip apart that thin veil of anonymity that's you know, always been over the Hololive cover thing, you know, like when you're in the Reddit and no one really talks about that, the other side of Hololive, you know.
I don't even I've never bothered to look up.
Obviously,
it's a voice actor behind the character, but just enjoy the character for the character.
No, not even that. I'm just saying,
their personal life's their own.
Like, everyone knows that Kason is Coco, but no one ever, you can't really say it in the...
It's called kayfabe, dude. In wrestling, people pretend wrestling's still real, even though it's fake.
No. Just like, enjoy the product for what it is. People know it, but the thing is that you don't talk about it in the Reddit.
Yeah, no, it's there. So, yeah. They probably, remove it.
Well, they probably remove it, or, you know, they want that artificial sweetener, you know, I don't know how else to describe it for you, but that is that thin veil or whatever. But since a week ago or whatever when it happened, Rusha, or the person behind Rusha, she's on her main account now, and she's apologizing to her fan, and she even herself is like, I really wasn't expecting this. Like, this came out of nowhere for her as well.
Probably, knowing myself, and me trying to imagine what she went through her thought process of panic, maybe, mm-hmm. trying to put something you break together, like, you know, when you break a cup or something like that, and you panic to put it back together because it's your parents' favorite cup, and it was given to them by their late grandmother or something like that.
I don't think that's the type of vibes
that I got for it. That's why she, like, in my mind, I imagine she panicked to try to make things right, or trying to get,
yeah,
you know, what do I do from, like, other people, because when you're in that situation, especially in a big spotlight,
yeah,
it's the pressure's on, and hopefully, like, she's okay and she gets, because maybe some therapy, because that's could be a traumatic situation to go through, especially a worldwide organization like Cover Corp.
Yeah, so full story breakdown. I'm not saying this is 100% what happened, and this is what I heard. Maybe what happened. Like, I don't want to get too deep into it, but
I don't want to speculate.
About too hard. But this is my technical take on what happened. Is that it was during the time when she got into the scandal about the other VTuber messaging her, and then she was put on leave by Cover. So during that time, she was talking to an external source about what really happened and why this is happening, and you know, and then the external source. Turns out it was like a news outlet, kind of somewhat like a, I wouldn't say Keemstar, but it basically, they want to start drama.
So basically like a Keemstar.
But not as crazy.
I would never want to be friends with one of those types of people. So it just leaves a sour taste in my mouth.
Just wants to start drama all the time. Yeah,
you can't share anything with that type of people, dude. I'm the type of person that will, you know, if you tell me a secret and private, I'll respect your privacy and not tell anybody.
Right. But basically what happened was Cover put her on leave and did a full investigation. And I guess during the investigation, they told her just to lay low and not really do anything. But she really didn't lay low. She was, you know, putting out there, like, saying, like, hey, you're my friends or whatever. Like, she's talking to other VTubers saying, like, here's what happened. I want you to take this news and let everyone know, let all my fans know, because I can't speak to them because I'm put on leave. But during the...
You really shouldn't have spilled the beans, but I can't blame her for being upset or panicked about it.
Yeah. Which makes sense. She wants the people to know, but, you know, instead of letting Cover Corp handle it, she tried to go out on her own. So once the investigation happened with her through Cover Corp, all hell broke loose, because basically when Cover did the investigation, it found out that she was spreading internal you know, information and internal.
It's a huge no-no for any company.
Yeah, like basically breaking her NDA, and that was in the official notice that she broke her NDA, and that's why she was terminated from her contract. So that's pretty much where we ended with that, was because of the internal investigation that they found out that she was leaking information, got terminated, and all that good stuff that's happening. But she's currently on her main account right now. She's basically
supporter if you are a fan of the character.
Yeah,
if you want.
Yeah,
I don't know what the channel is. Just send it to me after.
Sure. I mean, it's all in Japanese.
I mean, I just want to look at the model. I want to see what they get. That's always interesting.
Well, she posts photos of her real life self, so if you don't want that veil to be broken. Just quick heads up.
I don't. Yeah. I just want to see the new model. I don't care how they look like. I know how K-Sun looks like.
No, I don't think she's using a model. I think this is her, like real life, like basically how Kiara is.
Oh.
Yeah, like not using a model. It's just like them talking, like basically K-Sun.
I guess they're just going to stream like with their face then.
I don't think she's streaming right now. It's just basically through Twitter. Like she's talking through Twitter, but yeah. We'll see how everything. If anything, I can see her like in the next couple months start doing like a YouTube channel, a separate YouTube channel.
I heard somebody said I saw on Reddit that she had like 200,000 new subscribers or something like that to her channel.
Which that makes sense. That's basically what happened to K-Sun. Like whenever she
migrated,
she left, yeah, everyone migrated.
The great
over.
Migration.
Yeah.
No.
So at this point, I
wish the people luck and
hopefully everything goes out. Like I feel right now, I feel really bad for Hachima as well, because like everyone knows that Hachima and Rusha always hung out together. So with
these kids still do that.
Yeah, they can still do that, but like not on stream anymore, which is kind of like, did you see what Hachima did?
I mean,
like,
it's work for them technically, so whatever.
Like, did you see what Hachima did right after they got the news that she was terminated?
I saw some like in support posts, but I don't remember it to memory.
No, that was before that, but right after the news of the termination, she logged into, she was like, I'm gonna play a Minecraft stream, you know, and then she was playing Minecraft, and then she walked past Rusha's house, and she was like, oh, look, the butterfly house. I guess that's what Rusha calls her house, is the butterfly house. She's like, well, look at, she goes in the house, she started looking around, and then she starts redecorating the house. I was like, you know, no one lives here. I'm going to claim this house for my own.
Oh, yeah, that's, okay, I did see that. Yeah. I didn't realize it was Rusha's, because they just skimmed it. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, so I think that's a pretty great thing to do, because now it doesn't, no one ever feels awkward about tribute. Walking past the house, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Always tribute your friends and, you know, paint them in a good light.
Yeah.
Even when you leave, like, you don't speak to them for a couple of years, you just touch base later on.
I don't feel like we're currently
toxic about the whole situation. Yeah. Like, it's a job. At the end of the day, it's a job.
It's a job. You still have to follow your contract. You still have to, you know. But I feel like for these girls, it doesn't feel like a job. Like, I know
it's a huge thing. Like, it changes most of their lives.
Yeah. Like, it's not a regular job in terms of, you know, because it's.
No, it's not a regular job.
Yeah, it's not a regular job.
And of course, it does come with stress, because you have millions of people.
Like, yeah, but Cover does a good
broadcasting
job.
Broadcasting meshes it.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, Cover does a great job.
Probably been fine if they didn't say anything and just let it blow over.
I think at the end of the day, I think they do have to protect their property rights and stuff like that. So
of course you have to.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why she got terminated, but... I don't have much to say, because I wasn't really a hardcore fan of Rusha, you know, because
I just hope that the person's doing okay, that for my part, because I never really followed her.
Yeah,
I like seeing the clips of her like going crazy over gachas and smashing her desk and
yeah, like the
such like that,
like the
it's a good character. It's a shame that it's lost, but you know,
I don't feel like it's lost. I feel like she could always come back through a different channel or whatever. I can see that.
I mean the character,
yeah,
like the art with the actor together.
Oh.
That's done.
Yeah, that's done.
It would be ridiculous to recast the model to a different person.
Yeah.
I don't think they would ever do that. I mean, they would have done it with Coco if that was the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. We don't really know the full reason why Coco left Hololive.
She because she wanted to do more of whatever she wanted. When you're in Hololive, you're restricted to doing what they want, right? I think that's what she said.
It could have been that, and it could have been the Chinese debacle thing as well. So,
oh God, I don't want to.
Yeah, so we don't know the full reason. Yeah, like we don't know what the full reason.
You quit a job that you're doing good at and making a lot of money to get even more money. Like, she's probably making even more now. She's back to the same amount of subscribers.
I don't think so, because keep in mind that when you join Hololive, you pretty much get paid as a collective amount. You get paid your
I don't work for their HR. I don't know how any of that stuff works.
They talked about it a little bit where I don't want to say these are the correct numbers, but I'm just going to guesstimate that, like, let's say they take their total amount they make monthly, and 50% of that goes into a pool, and then it gets distributed evenly amongst all the members. That's
all I know is technically what streamers happens. With a million or even 100+ subscribers make a lot of money.
I'll just leave it at that.
I don't need to know how much money they make.
Yeah, that's very well off. That's
personal finance. It doesn't make a difference to me. Like, support the people you want to support, regardless of how much they get from other people. Or, you know, treat yourself to something nice. And if giving money, donations, super chats to streamers or people online make you happy, then that's fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying like it's a bad thing. I'm just saying like that's how.
You just sounded a little bit shy when you got to the money. It's just money, dude.
What do you mean shy? No. I'm saying how they split their money, like, or how cover works.
Well, in it terms sounded of, like you didn't even want to go into the money. That's why.
What are you talking about? I was trying to explain how they divide their money.
You know, I was just going off of your tone of voice. My bad.
Oh. Well, I'm feeling a bit sick, so maybe that's the reason.
Oh, the church steak got to you?
Yeah, it's basically. Yeah, I don't know. Steak. I know. It's probably the weather, because it's been all over the place this week for me. Like, one day it'll be like 80 degrees, and then the next day it'll be like literally 40 degrees, and then 30 degrees, and then back to 60.
Ever since I played Noitz, it's been a steady 90 degrees in my room.
I mean, that's what happens when you play a CPU-bound game, isn't it?
Oh my God, I almost crashed my computer.
Yeah.
I didn't crash it, but it... Noticeable slowdown.
Like it's very laggy. Like,
you can much fun.
It's a fun game.
Making it chaotic.
It's a fun game, though. Yeah.
I'm getting off topic, though. You wanted to talk about Russia? Baiting Ukraine because of they got, you know, some debacle with a streamer or something.
Yeah, like, I have no idea.
What, angry about Clover taking away his favorite fan dead.
I don't know what's going on with the Ukrainian war. It's been crazy. Like, we've been, like, latest news right now is involving Putin setting up his defense ministry for nuclear attack or something like that. So, if worse comes to worse, we might see something that the world might not be expecting. And
I don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah.
Even though my body looks like seven of them.
Yeah. But man, the amount of, I think, okay, this is like the first war that we've seen that is being fought in the 21st century. Like, not only, you know, you have like two superpowers fighting each other, but we're having two superpowers.
Ukraine's not a superpower.
Like, in terms of like holding their own, they're holding their own. So, but
of course they are holding their own.
Yeah. But I'm talking about,
and
like,
even Russia's own people are like protesting against, they don't want
war.
Like I'm sure there's plenty of people that say they do, but what even is the motive? Like, people are dying for no reason. The only reason here would probably be like a power grab, or
this is basically more money. This is what it is. This is a power grab. This is a power grab for land, you know.
I mean, he's been taking land slowly.
Yeah.
Over the past few decades.
But it's been covered up very well. But this is what I'm saying. This is the first war that's been fought, that is fighting in the 21st century, not only through, you know, physical war, but through memes. Like you don't think that memes are a big deal, but here's the thing.
Information war is huge.
That's what I'm saying. Russia's known for cover-ups. They're known for, like, cover-ups. They're known for
information war.
Yeah, like information war. But
poisoning the well in terms of Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
But here's the thing. This war is being fought through memes, and I think Putin underestimates how powerful memes really are. Like, you can't cover... How do you cover up a meme? It's such a weird... Like, the thing is that, like, how do you dissect a meme? Like, a meme can be anything. Anything can be a meme.
And, yeah, but, like, people are still dying, of course. Oh, like, memes are...
One, like, I don't want to downplay that people are dying, but I just want people to understand that, like, how hard it is to cover up information now that we are in the 21st century. Like trying to fake news. Like, the thin veil that Putin and his accomplices are trying to say that why they're sending troops. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, remember,
they're doing a very good job of, like, United States saying, oh, Putin's doing this, or he's going to do this. Even UK and the other European countries are doing that. They're basically saying what he's planning to do, and then he's like kind of going in that direction. It's like, well, he can't really do it.
Yeah, like, they're pre-predicting him or whatever.
But they leaked information or something like that. Who knows how big the organization is. Yeah. Like, they probably have some spies in his
dude, the amount of
staff.
The amount of war posts I've seen, like, in terms of, like, so currently on the Ukrainian subreddit, it's like, it's blowing up right now. And if you go on it, people are like, okay, so first things first, do not, like, tell or do not post anything regarding, like, the movement of the Ukrainian army or, you know, where they're at and whatever. Okay, that makes sense. And then you have, like, a bunch of ex-military people posting, like, information about how to fight in a suburban environment, how to stop tanks. Like, you know, if you're fighting a war that includes tanks, take out the tankers, take out the fuel tankers, because without fuel they can't move forward. And just this morning, there was, like, this post about how the Ukrainian army was able to take out, like, a huge convoy of tankers. I'm like, wow, this information is really being used. And like, even though the Ukrainian government is, like, what, a fifth? Or the army is, like, a fifth of the size, or not even, maybe even smaller than the Russian government. They're really using what they're figuring out on the internet and actually putting it to good use. Because even if the information is coming through memes, you know, this war is, it is like a whole new thing that we haven't really seen with any other wars. Like, what was the war that we just pulled out of with the United States?
Is that even a war?
Yeah.
With Iraq? Afghanistan?
Yeah, that one.
I wouldn't even call it a war. There was just kind of an extended amount of time.
I mean, it's still technically... I mean, it was a war at first, and then we just overstayed our welcome for a long time. With the...
Yeah, forever.
Trying to fight the Taliban, apparently. And I don't know what's going on with that. Like,
geopolitics and politics are complicated.
I have no... Like, I remember I saw this meme where it's like, so we basically fought a war for, like, 8 years to replace the Taliban with the Taliban.
Yeah.
Like that. I don't know what's going on with that. But in terms of, like, this is a Ukrainian war, like, this is like a first world country fighting another first world country. That's how I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
And
really nothing in our lifetimes has happened during Europe.
Yeah.
Well, I guess obviously stuff has happened, like with Azerbaijan. I think it was the Azerbaijan genocide, was it?
Azerbaijan?
Not Azerbaijan, Armenian.
I was like, Azerbaijan.
I'm getting my A's confused. I think, I'm pretty sure it was Armenia.
Oh, with China and them?
Oh, the Uyghurs, that's something else. Oh. But I'm talking about, I think it was the Armenian genocide during the Clinton years.
Ah, okay. That's a while back, though. That's way back.
Yeah, but in our lifetimes.
Yeah, but it's so hard for them to cover up, like, what's happening in the... Because I think that's the reason why, like, North Korea is being held so hard, is because there's no information. You can't get information at all. And we're starting to see, like, North Korea crack a bit because of the type of media they're getting imported in from South Korea, you know, because they're getting a lot of movies, videos through thumb drives into North Korea, and we're seeing that thin veil crack as well. But in terms of Ukraine, dude, I have never seen such, like, high morale in propaganda? Terms of, like, a war fought through a war. Like, they had, like, the coolest president ever. Like,
but he was a comedian. On Dancing with the Stars.
He was a dancer. Too. He's everything. He's like the perfect. He's like the perfect guy rolled into one biscuit.
Definitely seems to be like fire to be like basically. Undisputedly one of the bravest people. Like in my place, I would probably have ran if it was me.
Dude, that meme of like him like getting ready to go fight, and then there's like fucking Ted Cruz leaving for whatever, like the his vacation during the Texas winter storm, whatever. I'm like, oh god.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the best thing you could do is vote locally, because it matters a lot more than like the presidential races.
Yeah. And oh yeah.
What a, be like, active politically to
all votes
influence your life in those around
you. Yeah, basically, just vote. Go vote. Like, but just the amount of stories that are coming out of Ukraine, like just the cool stuff. Like, I like.
Yeah, but it comes with a whole mountain load of heartbreak and devastation. Oh, like
100%. But I'm just saying, like the amount of like morale, like all of this is like real, like with the like. So the first thing that came out was like the Ghost of Kiev. That was pretty freaking cool. Like,
yeah.
And then after that was like the Sunflower Lady. Like, come on, that's pretty cool too. Sunflower Lady.
I know, but it's just I don't want to get excited about the stuff, because a lot of people are like losing family members and stuff like that. Like, I'm sure that there's like more than a handful of like Russian troops there that don't even want to fight. They didn't even
know they were going to be there. More, that's yeah. Way like there. I don't know what's going. Like, I think there's been videos of like them, like of whole battalions deserting their convoys because they really don't want to be there. That's the thing.
Why would you? Because they're basically the same people, right? A little bit different culture, but.
But yeah, I think they're just being sent there to die. That's what's happening. Like, I think Putin thought like he was gonna take the country in a day, but he didn't expect such resistance, you know. And
yeah, well, it's not over yet, so.
Well, yeah, exactly. He thought he was gonna take it in a day. He thought it was gonna be over, like. Would probably everything be over in a week or whatever, but it's being held very well.
It's gonna be one of those things where we won't know like the full, and we might never know the full reason why it started, like the full facts of everything. Even like for World War II, we still find every now and then still find out like new stuff about it. The good thing is there's like a lot of pictures and recording the historic events, so people can't lie about it.
Well, that's why now more than ever, they
take lots of pictures.
Yeah, now more than ever, everyone has a phone. You know, you can't hide. You can't hide behind state news and state media anymore. You know, all the news is going through the internet. It's, you know,
didn't they get disconnected from SWIFT or whatever?
Yeah, like recently, everyone's making a bank run in Russia. So
not all the banks, but a lot of major ones. They like limiting the amount of foreign currency you can take out.
Once you're cut off of SWIFT, banks aren't able to pull out money from like their, you know, like the whatever reserves. Money they have left. That's however much money they have left. That's it.
Yeah, I think I saw something about $20 for a limit, or 20 euros,
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, all the cool stuff that's going on. Like, here's the thing. I know you don't want to overplay it, but that's the thing. Is I think people should talk about it because that's what's keeping the morale.
It's not about overplaying it. It's about
no. Here's the thing. You have to talk about it because that's what's keeping the morale. About
war and stuff like that.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day,
that's for the people that live in Ukraine. We're not Ukrainian. Like, we're not directly impacted.
We're not impacted by it. But here's the thing. The war is being fought on two fronts. Through the internet and through, you know...
Information war is always a big deal. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying is that you shouldn't... Like, all the cool stories and stuff you're hearing, that should just... Like, the morale that's being passed on. I think that's a big thing right now, is you have to talk about it. You have to talk about, like, the cool stuff that's going on.
My thing is, like, this whole thing didn't even have to happen. But... Is people
you? We don't know the mind. We don't know the mind of Putin. We don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah, don't like. People will always fight. From war is always going to be a thing, even 10 years from now, 20 years from now.
Look.
Like, it's nothing we could ever really change.
Here's the thing. Out of everything, I want a placard that says, Russia, go fuck yourself. That's the one thing I want from this, is that I want a cool placard.
The government, and there's a lot of good Russian people that don't want this to happen, too.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, we've seen a lot of esports organizations come up and support.
That's what happens when your country is ruled by one person. You know, that's what happens.
Dude, I have no idea how their political organization works. I'm sure it's run by oligarchs and money. So
exactly.
Crazy corruption.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see what happens.
We can say that Russia's like the biggest mafia. You know, it's one mafia gang just being run by the whole thing. And
I don't even want to get into like Wall Street and how big that can be.
Yeah, it's a big...
It's expansive, man.
It's a big pool of mud.
That's books and books and books of a different topic. Like, most of my knowledge is anime and some news knowledge here and there. Right. Like, seeing this is, like, it's wild. Like, this is the type of thing that you get when somebody tells you, may you live in interesting times. It's not really a compliment. It's more of a curse, really.
But here's the thing. People are going to talk about it.
Of course they are, dude.
And people want to know what's happening. You
have
a
right to speak about things and have your own opinion about things.
Yeah. If you didn't have your opinions about things, then we'd just be Russia, you know?
Just be robots.
We'd be, like, I don't want to be, you know, that type of person that's just like, oh, you know, we're being censored and whatever, like.
No, of course not. Yeah. I feel weird getting excited about the whole situation.
No.
Yeah, of course, the memes are like, cool and all that stuff, but... Yeah,
I feel like... I think that's the one thing we can do here is either if you can donate. If you can't donate, then get hyped about the cool stories that are coming out, because you have to keep the morale going. Like, the reason why the people are fighting so hard is because of the president and how morale boosting he is. He's fighting along with them. You know, like, this... how cool was it when the U.S. is like, hey... We can get you out. And he's like, I don't want to get out. Like, I don't want an Uber. I want more ammunition. How cool is that? Come on.
Yeah, he's a good leader.
He's a great leader. It's like, he's the...
Of course. The bar is low for great leaders these days.
I'm not going to argue with you there. That's pretty true.
It's super. Especially with the Cancun picture of Ted Cruz.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Oh God, I don't even like talking about politics, to be honest with you.
I mean, but here's the thing: this news is so
important. Like, you had to do your civic duty to be involved, in, or else like people that are worse than you will get involved.
Like, if you don't stop this, it's gonna happen more and more. So we're taking a stand now, as it is, and I'm so glad everyone's taking a stand. Like, not only in the sports world. Like, I remember, like, I'm not big into F1. But, like, I remember I saw a post with, like, F1, how they're not going to drive the Russian Grand Prix or whatever. And I remember in the comments, some guy was, like, saying, like, you know, it's a big deal when F1 doesn't want to drive in your country. Because remember when they drove during the, what's that rich country, the Emirates. You're
thinking about
Saudi Arabia. Qatar. Yeah, there you go. When they were racing in that race during the Koji or whatever his name was.
Khashoggi. Jamal Khashoggi, yeah. The journalist.
Yeah, yeah, during that debacle, and they were like, "Yeah, we're still gonna race. We're still gonna do that." So, and then FIFA as well. You know, they're not the
teams are like refusing to play. FIFA is extremely corrupt organization. Oh,
super corrupt. They're super corrupt.
Yeah, one of the worst. Unfortunately, that's how it is for them.
Yeah, but when one team decides they don't want to play against the Russian team, you know things are getting bad. And then this morning or the previous night or whatever with Saturday Night Live, that was pretty cool too, wasn't it?
I didn't even watch that.
They basically had like the their cold open was basically they had a choir sing the Ukrainian national anthem. You know, no jokes or anything.
That's good.
Yeah, so yeah. A lot of support, and then they're seeing a lot of support from everywhere. Everywhere's getting support, like marches everywhere, and everyone's getting together because everyone knows that if this is allowed to happen, this is like a catalyst to, you know, for it to happen anywhere else. Anywhere else can you know, go off like this. And I'm glad everyone's banding together to, you know, to show Putin, to show Russia that, you know, like, we're not gonna stand here and let you roll over, you know, roll over us. And I
mean, we're not doing anything, but I know what you mean.
Like, at the minimum, we at least have a platform. You know, we can talk about it. At the minimum, yeah. You know, so that's,
everybody can talk about it.
Exactly.
Speech, especially on social media, please, like Twitter, YouTube, etc.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, share the story. Share the cool stories that are, you know, that's happening in Ukraine. You know, like that.
Well, the stories of the brave people.
Yeah, that's like.
What you mean?
What else am I? What else do I mean? Like.
I don't know, it's just the way when you say cool stories, it's like, dude, it's not a video game, it's real life.
Like, how else can you interpret it?
I don't know, it just sounds weird.
What do you mean?
To me. I don't know. Semantics, really, at the end of the day.
Like, I'm just saying, like share the cool stories. Like, share them. Like, share like, the cool, like, with Reddit's, like, you know, all the big posts, top posts right now are about Ukraine, yeah, and how... Course. These people are defending their country. You know, share that. Let other people know. Of course,
getting the information out there is important, because if you don't, then all the, you know, Russia Times or whatever state media,
yeah, they're going to cover that making up. Yeah, exactly.
Fake news, quote unquote, which they have tried.
Yeah, like, don't let them cover it up. Share what's, yeah, share what's really happening, and, you know, I feel like. I think that we're definitely, like, with the anonymous stuff that's happening and with all that that's happening as well, you know, everyone's banding together. Everyone's banding together because everyone knows this is wrong. So
that's, of course it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I really have to say in regards to this, because if we keep talking, I can go long about this. So we pretty much hit our limit. But besides that, anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Yeah.
Keep watching anime.
Yeah, keep watching anime. Keep your eyes open for anything else that might be happening. But besides that, we'll catch you guys later. Bye.